This is the Bigger Infinity Podcast, a Violet Spark production. Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast, where we unzip and shrug off perceptions and beliefs, and maybe even a little bit of our reality. This is a podcast to inspire a journey of discovery and self-discovery, but also to inspire a little bit of curiosity and playfulness. Join me on this journey as we explore unlimited possibilities and create a bigger infinity. Hi, welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast. This is episode 3, and I am Beth Gillier, your host. So today I want to talk about self-care. We all know we need it, and we need to take care of ourselves in order to take care of everyone else, right? They tell you on the airplane that if the oxygen mask drops down, you need to put yours on first before you put on anyone else's, because you need to have that oxygen in order to keep a clear head and even know how to help anyone else, right? So we all know we need to take care of ourselves. Why is it so hard? Is it because we feel guilty for taking care of ourselves when we maybe should be doing something else? Do we not give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves? Do we not even know what it looks like to take care of ourselves? I know a lot of people are struggling right now. I saw a post on Instagram today. One of my friends was saying that they are so overwhelmed and taking care of everyone else that they can't take care of themselves. And this is one of the reasons that this subject came up even for me, is that I am really struggling to take care of myself right now. I am completely exhausted. I feel a little bit brain dead. So we'll see. Hopefully this episode turns out okay. And I'm taking care of, and I've been here before, right? I've raised 2 children and they're teenagers now. So for the most part, I provide different support now than I did when they were little. And it's a lot easier for the most part. But I'm also taking care of my mom, who had surgery a little bit over a week ago. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm not doing that much, but she lives with me. And, just making sure she hasn't hurt herself, that she's recovering and doing all the after surgery recovery instructions that she's supposed to follow, and making sure she eats and that kind of thing. And I don't know why, but it's just, it's so exhausting and overwhelming, and it's a lot of responsibility. So I have been really making an effort to, rest, give myself permission to take care of myself. And what does self-care look like for me? I mean, sometimes it looks like a nap. Sometimes it looks like a nice hot bath where I can meditate. Sometimes it just looks like taking a walk in the sunshine. And I mean, for me, that's, I'm having to hang out at the house to keep an eye on her. But I mean, for you, what does self-care look like? Maybe it means going out into nature. That can be really, really powerful. For self-care, it could mean, going shopping or window shopping or getting a pedicure, get a massage. How do you take care of yourself? How do you treat yourself? And how do you feel about taking care of yourself? Do you struggle with issues around guilt or shame for taking care of yourself rather than taking care of someone else? And how do you feel about taking care of other people? For example, like, what are your What are your motivations for taking care of other people? I know there are relationships where you feel obligated to take care of, your small children, for example, or even your grown children, or your parents, or friends or family. But what I want you to do is question and think about the how and the why you take care of other people. So, like I said, if you have kids, you obviously want to take care of them. That's your job as a mother. I'm taking care of my mother post-surgery, because I want to, and because, I hate using the word have to, right? Because it makes you feel kind of trapped and stuck. But what I can do is choose what that care looks like, what that help and that care looks like. I can, try to do it around, on a timeline that works better for me. I can choose how I talk to myself about it. So, rather than saying I have to take care of my mother, I choose to take care of my mother. So the things you tell yourself you have to do, right? You have to work, you have to, take care of certain people in your life. But you can choose how that looks, and you can choose what you tell yourself about it. But I also want you to think about if you're potentially doing too much for other people. First of all, can you say no? So many of us grew up as people pleasers, and we have trouble saying no, because if you say no, if somebody asks you for help and you say no, you feel guilty or you feel shame, right? You feel kind of obligated. You feel obligated to say yes. Why is that? Why is it that we grow up not being able to say no because are we afraid that love will be withheld from us? Perhaps. What if we had to make other people happy in order for them to feel okay? And we still feel like for that we are responsible for other people's feelings. So let me tell you this. Everybody else's problems and issues and behavior and everything is 100% on them, right? You are not responsible for anyone else's problems or feelings or anything. And that's really sometimes that's really hard to accept, especially with if you have kids, right? Because we cannot, as humans, we find it very challenging to tolerate our own emotions. Our own emotions can be overwhelming, and we are sometimes, often, incapable of sitting with them with just sitting with them, because we judge ourselves and we overthink and we overanalyze. And if we can focus on other people's problems, then we don't have to look at our own issues, right? It distracts us. Our focus is outward. So if you're helping people, and especially if they don't even ask for your help, you might want to rethink that because you are just, doing something for someone else potentially that they need to be doing for themselves, or they need to be going through themselves, because that's their path, that's what they're here to learn or to get through. And I know this might sound a little harsh to some people, but we just at some point you have to realize that you need to just step back and stay out of other people's business, right? And that's not to say that you can't offer love and support. You can 100% offer love, compassion, support, even sympathy, but you don't have to take on anyone else's emotions or problems. You can just, you know, hold space for that person with love and understanding, and, you know, I'm here for you if you need anything. You know, you're doing, you know, you can even offer encouragement, like they're doing great. I really try really, really hard not to offer advice to people. And of course, I have this whole podcast where I, because I love giving people advice, right? And I'm actually trying to make this podcast less, you know, me giving advice, because, you know, but just helping people maybe question things in their own lives and be curious about things in their own lives. So it's a little bit of a fine line. But I mean, how often have you been upset about something or had a problem and your mom or your partner, you know, was telling you how you should handle it? Did you appreciate that? I mean, especially if you didn't ask for their advice, like sometimes all you want, and this is also a thing for, like, you know, married couples, if you're in a male-female relationship, don't even have to be married, but like male-female relationship, I feel like men oftentimes want to fix. That's just their thing. They fix things, right? So if you have an issue, you know, how many times has your male partner wanted to fix something when you were upset, and all you wanted was just want him to console you, offer a little sympathy, offer a hug, right? So you know what I'm talking about. So, and even my daughter will tell me, like, if she's upset about something and, you know, it's so hard not to, like, offer our advice, right? And she'll just be like, she will actually tell me what she wants me to say. Like, can't you just say this, you know, instead of, like, offering me advice? Like, she doesn't want my advice. And so, yeah, you have to step back and just let people handle their own stuff and learn their own lessons and just offer love and support. So there's that aspect of it. And then also, like, I feel very strongly about learning how to only do things that I want to do because I want to do them. I don't want to do things because I have to do them. I don't want to feel obligated. And I have learned over the course of many decades, especially the last couple decades, right? I have learned to say no, because as a people pleaser, it's really hard to say no. I think I touched on this already. But yeah, so if somebody asks you to do something, well, first of all, if you are trying to help somebody and they haven't asked you to do anything, just don't do it. Just stop yourself. Like, even the other day, like, my husband was talking about wanting to get a haircut, and sometimes in the past I have, like, made an appointment for him online, and he was talking about getting a haircut, and if it was too late in the day to go, and I was like, well, I think you need an appointment. I don't know if they take walk-ins, and I had the urge to, like, just pull up the website and make him an appointment, and I stopped myself, because first of all, he hadn't asked me to do that. And I mean, it's nice to, like, help each other out occasionally, but he didn't ask me to. And I was kind of, like, you know, already overwhelmed with just taking care of everyone in the house. You know, sometimes you just feel like you're taking care of everyone in the household. And so I just stopped myself and I'm like, I don't need to do that. If he wants to make a hair appointment, he is perfectly capable of making his own hair appointment. So I just stopped myself. So if people aren't asking for your help, just stay out of it, right? But let's say somebody is asking you for help and you want to say yes because you are going to feel guilty, or you are going to, you know, I don't know, what is it you feel if you say no to somebody who asks you for help or for a favor. What does that look like? You know, what is that? Is it guilt? Is it fear that they won't like you if you say no? Is it fear that you won't like yourself or you won't feel safe if you let somebody down? Like what do you feel, and like where do you feel that in your body? And what are the stories that go along with that if you say no? Like, who are you and how does it affect your life if you say no? So that's really interesting. So try to pause time so you can kind of go through all that in your head if somebody asks you to do something. Hopefully it's over text or something so you have time to think about it. Okay, so somebody asks you to do something and you're like, okay, do I want to do this? If you want to do it and it sounds like fun, then yeah, do it. You know, do what you want to do. If you really don't want to do it, but you feel like you can't say no, then yeah, question that, like I was just talking about. Sorry, I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm so tired. Okay, so then if you really don't want to do it, just say no. And you don't have to even have an excuse. What's the worst that will happen if you say no? And you don't even have a good excuse, right? So you can just say, you know what, thank you for asking, but that's not going to work for me. Or you can just say no with no, with like nothing else. No, I can't. I'm not up for it. Like, you don't even have to offer an excuse. It should be okay for you to just say no and have it just be the end of it. You are allowed to say no. Give yourself permission to say no. Because here's what happens. If you say yes and you really don't want to do the thing, you are going to feel crappy. You might even feel resentment. The other person might even pick up on the fact that you are a little bit resentful or you don't want to be there, you don't want to be doing that. And you are, you know, you're not going to have a good time. Like, that's. There's no reason for you to do something you don't want to do. And I know you're saying, well, you know, I still have to go to work. I still have to, you know, or what if it's just something that you really feel obligated and you just don't think you can get out of it. Like, you know, taking care of my mom after surgery. Like, I can't really get out of that. I can ask for help. But there are things that you just feel obligated to do. And this then goes back to what I was talking about earlier, where you, let's say you have to do it, and you're telling yourself you have to do it, but you can change the words you use. So instead of saying, I have to do it, you can choose to do it. If you really feel that obligated to do it, then you are technically choosing to do it because you really don't have to, right? Like, you don't have to. And maybe you worry. I mean, I guess that's one of the other things is like you worry someone will judge you that you're a horrible daughter or a horrible mother or a horrible friend. And, you know, that's something that you could try on. And be the horrible daughter or the horrible parent or the horrible friend if you didn't want to do the thing. You know, try that on and see how that feels. But if you do it, it's because you are choosing to do it. So open up your reality to those choices. So instead of saying I have to do something, you say I am choosing to do this. And then you can make up whatever story around it that you want to. Like, that is completely up to you how you choose to look at it. So, you know, how can you How can you make it fun? How can you make it interesting? How can you make it easier on yourself to do the thing that you're choosing to do? How can you change the story that you are telling yourself? How can you change this story so that it's something you want to do? So take a look at your life and where you are exerting too much energy, perhaps, into people and situations that you don't really need to be exerting that energy. And instead, redirect that energy toward yourself and what you can do for yourself to, make it through the day, to get the rest that you need. Because when you are well rested, when you are well fed, your nervous system will be calmer and you will be in a better place to, take care of the things in your life that you need to take care of. So, you can get plenty of sleep. Like, what do you need for yourself? Because I know me. I can't speak to you, so I'm not going to give you advice. I love giving advice. Oh my gosh. Okay. You do you. Like, you need to check in with yourself to figure out what you need, right? So I know for myself that I need sleep. I personally need probably 9 hours of sleep a night, 9 to 10 hours of sleep a night. I also need to eat. I'm kind of playing with diet and intuitive eating right now, so we'll see how that's, because I still love my sweet treats. I personally do better. I know I do better on like a very strict kind of paleo diet. I was also kind of playing with like a Mediterranean type diet. You kind of have to eat. So with intuitive eating, I'll do a whole podcast on that probably, but sometimes you just eat what you feel like your body needs, what sounds good. And I know when you're stressed, sometimes sugar sounds really, really good, but I don't know if that's your nervous system speaking or just your emotions speaking. But yeah, so if I eat like, there's a program called Whole30. If I do a Whole30, I know that everything in my life just gets easier. Like, really, I have energy, my brain feels clearer, and everything just seems so much easier. So I have been working up the, it's not even willpower to do it. It's sort of time consuming, like the planning and the buying of the food. And I feel like I really, really need it because I am stressed. But then because I'm stressed, it makes it that much harder. And it didn't used to be that hard to just do a Whole30. I used to do like two of them a year, and then I would eat pretty paleo. But I've kind of, the last couple of years, I've been eating a lot more sugar, and so it's a little bit more difficult right now. So yeah, that's my thing to take care of myself, is I'm gonna sleep. I have been sleeping a lot more, so that's helping. I'm probably gonna do a Whole30 or something close to a Whole30, just so life feels easier again. And what else? I do love baths, meditating. I want to meditate every day, at least to some extent. Like, you don't have to do like a full 20-minute breathing meditation. Like, a meditation can just be, 30 seconds where you just calm yourself down and you just check in with your inner self. And walks. I do like walks. I want to do more, especially now that the weather is getting nicer. I want to do more walks, and I want to look into a little bit more physical fitness, maybe a little bit of weightlifting or yoga. So I'm gonna look into that for my self-care. So that's what I'm gonna do. What are you guys gonna do for your self-care? Why don't you drop a comment below and let me know, because I would be interested to see how you guys are taking care of yourselves. And if you have anything else interesting to add about how it looks like to do what you want to do, and start thinking about that, because you are the main character in your own life and you need to take care of yourself. So, I think that's it for this episode. Give it a like and subscribe. I always wanted to say that. And yep, leave a comment below. And if you have any questions, I don't have a question for today's question and answer. But if you have any questions, I will do some question and answers in the next episode where we will be talking about victim consciousness. All right, well, take care and make fun choices.